99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My friends, Praise Jam coming up soon.
Yeah?
You're going to be there or what? You're going to be there or you're going to be there. Oh, yeah. So I stumbled on this song this morning, actually. And we love it. Maverick. The song's titled Promises. And apparently, surprisingly, my assistant knows the song. Apparently, yesterday I asked her, you know, give me some musical ideas. And she's like, I don't listen to music. I'm like, how drab can your life be? Not listening to music. Yeah, and then today she's like, oh, I know the song. I heard her singing. I'm like, what, you know the song? She's like, yeah, I know the song. Personally, I think that music is like color to black and white. You know, so music is the color that gives spirit to everything. And surprise, maybe it's not as surprising, is that music is one of the many things that gives spirit to things, but there's something essentially, there's something incriminatingly powerful about the power of music, whether it's classical music, whether it's soul music, whether it's jazz, whether it's contemporary pop or alternative music or folk music, conscious music. There's something about conscious music that is having a conversation with you. It's like somebody's saying something to you. And many times you respond either by being quiet or trying to feel the music more. Or trying to, you know, you're trying to either feel the music more or you are, oh, by the way, I mean, you hear people listen to music and they cry. I've met people who, when they speak the truth, they cry. Like, whenever they are, or whenever they're, oh, for real? Oh! So my assistant just indicated that she's one of those people who, when she speaks the truth, she cries. So look, first of all, I'm grateful for a show like Sunnyside. Like, we can really just talk about these things. Like, what do they mean? What are they? Yeah? Where you can come in contact with something. And for a moment in time, something outside of you compels you. Something has touched you and you're moved to tears. You're moved to, now you feel something that is better than you. You feel something that's far superior to something else. It's like, so what is this thing? Look, besides the conversations we have on radio, make sure you're willing, prepping, getting ready for Praise Jam. And this is the first time, really, we're having Praise Jam sometime in the middle of the year. Usually, Praise Jam is end of the year. At this time around, we thought it would be a moment for us to come together and just celebrate, dance, meet each other, be grateful for something. Look, you don't have to be a Christian. Show up. Your brothers are there. Your sisters are there. Good people are there. And I know you want good. Yeah? Yeah, the sunny side. The sun rises here. My name's Joyce. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My friends, if there's a place to be, you want to be at the... Well, so it's Cool FM Praise Jam, but you know what? At this point, it's Cool FM Praise Jam, Wazovia FM Praise Jam, Nigeria Info Praise Jam, Be at the Praise Jam. I have messages on WhatsApp, but what are our friends saying?
It says, hello, Joyce. Good afternoon. Please, what is the title of the worship song? I feel like Shazam is giving me a wrong answer.
Shazam, don't mind those guys. It's Promises by Maverick City. The song's titled Promises. It's by Maverick City. Yeah?
Someone is saying, Joyce, I'm crying already to the praise going on right now.
Oh. Look, and normally, and rightfully so. So it's, I think crying is like conversation. But many times we haven't given a name to that thing that touches us. And because of what it means that we've been touched, we cry. And so, like my assistant, when you speak the truth, you cry. It would mean that something has touched you, but you haven't maybe identified that thing which touches you. Some people, when they sing, they cry. It's, so you're touching something, or something is touching you, that you cry. Me, I cry a lot. If I'm a worshiper, so I cry. If I speak my truth, I cry. If I'm pissed, I cry. When I'm angry, I cry.
How about when you're praying?
When I pray. Well, sometimes when I pray, I cry. But no, there's something about my crying. Now, let me explain it. Sometimes when people cry, the supposition is it's weakness. So I have evaluated my crying, and it's nothing. In fact, my crying is strength. So when I'm angry and I cry, it's like if I had 10 bullets before I started, before I got angry, when I cry, I have like 50. So my cry is like what water does to cement. Yeah, it's a reinforcing something. And at that point, all my lateral perspectives are shot out. So I'm laser focused. At that moment, it's like, we don't want it to escalate any further, because I think I've gotten to that point where this could really all burn, you know. So if you are a person who cries, don't feel ashamed about it. Dwell there, stay there, and find out what message, what can be learned, what can be discovered. Crying is not weakness. Crying is not weakness in the least. It is immense strength that you can say something or feel and you cry. There's nothing wrong with that. And for you to still be struggling with strength, that you think if you cry, you are weak, then you are indeed weak. Because it's not what's outside of you that makes you weak, it's what's on the inside of you. And if you understand something, then the thing could not be defined for you, because you have defined it for yourself. So I know that crying doesn't make me weak. So I'm not ashamed to cry anywhere the crying meets me. Anywhere, if I'm speaking to my boss and something offends me and I cry, I don't think I'm being weak. And he better be knowing that. Because at that point, I think that that's the verge for me. Like, that's the cliff for me. When I tell the truth and I move to tears, I don't feel ashamed or embarrassed. I don't feel weak about it. And I don't even care how people interpret it or misinterpret it. Yeah. So I'm going to say, sit there. You'll find something about yourself that's always been missing, really. All right. The sun rises here. My name's Joyce. The Sunny Side. And today on the show, our first hour, we want to find out how the dollar is affecting your reality, affecting the economy of your business. Well, right now, the world is evaluating the world. The capitalists, the Marxists, the economists, everybody's evaluating the world with the war and with the war in Ukraine and all those other pocket wars. Isn't it funny how we've ignored Yemen, Syria, in Ethiopia. It's like those guys are not even in the news. Yeah, nothing is being said about what's happening there and how terrible or how, yeah. But then there's COVID, there's what has happened in the 2 years that we've had to undergo lockdowns and restrictions, and economies have had to suffer the brunt from this whole COVID situation. And the value of your naira is kissing the ground. Yeah, and whatever else is happening, jobs shrinking, well, employment opportunities shrinking, and new opportunities are opening up, and it seems as though the world is trying to adjust to what can be said or what can be called to uncertain times. Yeah? How is this dollar affecting our lives? In a moment, I think I want to quickly go to WhatsApp. Who's there on WhatsApp?
He's saying, Joyce, you don't talk like you can even cry. Just like how your intern sounds like she can never get angry. A tone of voice will give anger a happy tune. I wish she could just say the word, I am angry, I want to check something.
Oh, okay. I don't speak like I can cry. Well, that's beautiful, isn't it? That I don't speak like I can cry. But I cry an awful lot.
This one is saying, good afternoon, Joyce.
Yeah.
I never knew you observed this as much as I do. When honest-minded people speak out the hard truths, they cry. But when they speak out the hard lies, they laugh. I've been having a hard time trying to fathom this.
What's his name? Akeem.
Yeah, Akeem.
Akeem, thank you very much. Oh, absolutely. So when honest people speak the truth, they cry. When they speak lies, they laugh. Ah, well, that's a brilliant observation, honestly. That's a very interesting observation. There's nothing weak about crying.
This so, says,
okay.
Joyce, good afternoon. I was singing along all through. Love this song to the marrow. Did it in my church last year. Maverick City crew have got soul lifting songs.
Ah, I just met them this morning now, and I'm not even atheist.
Julius from Uganda.
Nice meeting you. All right. Look, thanks, my friend. And I am so happy. Isn't it interesting that many messages are coming in over one song I played? Over one song. What's he saying?
Shay says, some people still don't know Joyce cried 2 weeks ago during Confession Thursday when a guy called that he raped a lady.
Hey, it's okay. What's this conversation about? Look, I think the message is about crying. And look, first of all, I want to thank you for listening to Nigeria Info. I want to thank you for not just your participation, but your commitment to this radio station. I think that I'm equally as grateful as you are for the engagement, for the honesty in the conversation, for the moments when we fight. And when all of this happens, you are still here. And I thank you for engaging with sometimes what would be said to be the complexities of narratives or topics, and you bring your own human perspective to the conversation. And together we can honestly give life some color. We give conversation some spirit. We elevate things that we hope through learning and conversation and engagement refine us and make us better. The radio station is growing. You're growing. I'm growing. I just need to make more dollars, you know. But by and by, we're doing good. All right. I'm going to quickly go off on a break. When we come back, how is the dollar affecting your economy? The economy of your business? How is the dollar affecting income? Now, if you're an importer, please, what exactly is happening? I'm hearing that some of you are having difficulty with, you know, reaching hard currency, reaching the dollar. I want to find out what that is. If you're a CEO, an entrepreneur, well, so much has happened in the last 2 years. We want to follow up. I'm going to be sharing with you what the Punch reports and also what's said about Nigeria by foreign eyes looking upon our survival. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. .3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello, my friends, and welcome. My name's Joyce. The sunrise. Well, the sun been risen like what? 1 hour now? All right, good. So let's talk about our businesses, our survival. You as a founder, CEO, importer, when you look at your staff members and you look at Nigeria, how good is it? How good is it? I think we're at the precipice of something. I think we're either at the end of the worst of our lives or we're coming into uncertain times. And now there's a brilliance to uncertainty. That sometimes when you're uncertain, you make the best decision. And the best decision, in my opinion, can be that you work for the best possible outcome. So you say, well, I don't know what next year will be, but this is what I would like for next year to be. Then you put some things in place and say, well, by next year, I would like to have saved, say, 1 million naira. Or by next year, I like to have added to my savings 2 million naira. Or by next year, I would like to have saved 5 million naira. Yeah, and then you start today and you start working towards it. So even though the future is uncertain, because you're making plans, you have something like a map that you're following to take you to where you think you're going to. On the flip side, with uncertainty comes what it is, uncertainty. Gloom, doom, a lack of definition to the terrain, and the fact that you're not even prepared. So something can come and take you out just simply because you're not prepared. All right, let's see what the World Bank is saying. They have brought together the latest evidence on the profile and drivers of poverty in Nigeria. In their opinion, as many as 4 in 10 Nigerians live below the national poverty line. I want you to remember that this has been a conversation of probably more than 10 years. And I'm trying not to exaggerate how long this has been a conversation of how well are we doing? When are we going to prosper as a nation? Who are the poor people? How many are they? Who are the people who are going to survive? And how do they map out survival? And this conversation has been going on for for a period now. All right, let me go. They say it's a sluggish growth, low human capital, labor market weakness, and exposure to shocks as things holding Nigeria's poverty reduction back. And this is actually a report by the World Bank. A better future for all Nigerians, Nigeria's poverty assessment 2022. That's, the heading for the report. And as much as we would love to be optimistic about the things that we hope for, pray for, as far as Nigeria goes, I don't think that there is enough prayers that we can put out. When, for example, every day people are facing worse economic outcomes. I hear that there was a fire outbreak along the Akpogbon Bridge today. So here is, if you drive around, if you come this way, well, which I think is all of you, the CMS Akpogbon area, we have a video on our Instagram page, Nigeria Info FM Lagos. And I think this is supposed to be a kind of indicator as to what Nigerians face, particularly in uncertain times.
Over 35 years,
they bring the light around 12 because they call me around 3 o'clock. I just walk down to the market. We are pleading for federal government to help us. They should help us because we women here, no husband, nobody is only God. They are widow. We are widows here. Don't always marry self. The husband nothing. Our woman always here. We are feeling our husband too many things. They should help us. Please.
When you say they should help you, what should they do?
They should help us, you know.
But I don't vanish, you know, everybody.
They should leave us here.
They should leave us here.
Because we don't have
Indian. Manage and our best things.
Because they manage here.
All right. She cried so hard, so much, she's lost her voice. And remember recently the Lagos State government banned okadas? Well, my friends, have you noticed? Your friends are back. I mean, maybe some of you are grateful. But of course, they're back. Actually, I think there are more now.
Yeah.
Have you noticed it too? Look, I think Lagos State banned them. They went to the village, told their brothers that... They've banned us, so we've come back to the village. Those ones are like, Boko Haram is chasing us here. We're going back there. And they have multiplied. Okay. 0700-993-993-993. The parameters used to judge or judged to be the indicators of the prosperity of a nation, the forward movement of a nation, sluggish growth, low human capital, labor market weakness, exposure to shocks. And if you're wondering what the shocks might be, one, COVID was an economic shock. And then I cannot quite remember how our dollar sunk further, our naira sunk even further away from the dollar. But you see, when you have inflation and depreciation like that, that's also a form of shock. My bank sent me an, first of all, someone's bank sent it to them. They posted it on Instagram and on Twitter. And I thought it was insane that your monthly naira dollar expenditure, so you use your Naira card to do a dollar transaction. It used to be $200 before. Then they brought it down to $100. Then my bank sent me an email that my Naira card is almost useless, that I can only do a $20. Look, I'm this laughter is not because it's funny. This is hopelessness laughing. This is so, wait a second. Is there like a time span for all of this? Let me quickly share with you what The Punch is reporting. Lingering foreign exchange scarcity in the country has continued to worsen, even as the exchange rate on the parallel market is itching closer to 590 naira to a dollar. My friends, business owners, CEOs, founders, importers, particularly those whose business require a form of exchange with dollar and naira, I want to find out how critical this is for you, how pressing this is for you, how frustrating it is for you, or maybe how you found a solution to escaping what might be our uncertain situation. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce, my wife.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
How are you?
Can you honestly stop saying that?
You say what?
Stop calling me your wife. Try. I am not your wife.
You
are lying to
yourself.
No, you're lying to yourself. I'm not going to do this.
Okay, don't call me, honey. Call me, baby.
Are you hearing me? Let me just take your contribution. I'm assuming that that's better than what's happening right now between the both of us.
Guys, this dollar of a thing and Nigeria joined together is what we are supposed to be talking now, because I don't know how tomorrow will be.
Okay.
I don't know how tomorrow will be. And no, we are not even doing anything. Everywhere it just stands still.
Is that what you've noticed? Like, people are not trading as much, market isn't moving, people are not buying.
How will you move? Now, the movement now, you have to enter movement now. Like, people transporting their goods now with big lorries now. When the driver charge them, how will you pay? You calculate first before you go to market now. People transporting livestock, you calculate how much you will sell, and the people that will buy, you have to let them know that the thing has cost. What of passengers traveling from state to state? Me, I'm into transportation now. The spare parts we used to buy here before, you cannot afford it again. Okay, the little China bus we used to buy, 1.5, 2 million before, now it's 4 point something.
Oh.
Bread part, the parts is no more, there is nothing you can go to market now and get. I don't know when I laugh with my mouth last.
Wow.
As a human being, I'm supposed to laugh at least once in a day or two times.
So,
I don't know.
So that would mean, so is it that business, I think that's an obvious question really, because then if this is the situation for everyone, then it would mean that businesses are at risk of collapse?
Let me tell you, somebody in our sister session yesterday was saying that he used to sell bells. That this bell, they used to bell it with 9,500 before. Now it's almost 500 or something thousand.
Sorry, what's that? Bail or belt?
Bell, all this.
For clothing. Yeah, clothing. Okay, yeah.
Are you getting it?
Yeah.
And you know why I said that nobody knows what tomorrow will be?
Yeah.
Yesterday, in our sister session,
yeah,
they said that if you have 20 feet in the wharf now,
yeah,
you are going to bell it with 4 million. 40 feet, 8 million, 9 million. Electronics, 11 million.
Really?
I had it yesterday in our sister session.
Yo, Lagos, you guys need to call in. Let's talk about this. Oh, wow. This is
surprising. We are talking about life, gas, and every other thing. They have got the importation. How many of them are important? Is it because... Let me stop here if I continue now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Nice. Thank you.
I'm calling you, my wife does not mean... I have not seen you before. It doesn't mean anything.
Imagine how meaningless it is, but you still do it.
No, okay. Sorry, maybe I'll be doing it once in a while. Not every time. Oh,
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to the show. Sorry, I lost you. So if you're an importer, if your business requires you dealing in dollars to any extent or degree, or the one who is importing is dealing in dollars and as such you're bearing the brunt of it, let's talk on Nigeria Info. Welcome, The Sunny Side.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome. Good afternoon.
My name is Fine. I'm calling from my papa.
Thank you very much for calling. We do appreciate it. Go ahead.
You see, the best thing in this country, the best thing in this country is that coronavirus will finish everybody in this country, that everybody will die. But this problem will stop. People are suffering, people are dying, there is no job, people have jobs, they are losing their jobs. A plate of food in this place is 1,500
naira. 1,500
naira,
local Mama Put now.
Mama put yes, nobody will ready to say rice of rice now. 200 is a plate now, 1,500 naira that make it minimum everywhere. So the best thing in this country is everybody should die.
So if you don't sell market that day, how do you buy food? 1,500. If you eat 1,500. If you eat it once every day, 5 days.
How much is the company? How much did they tell us in salary that we are buying food for a plate of 1,500 and going to house every day, spending 3,500?
Transportation,
So the salary is nothing. So that's why you say the only best that God should put something in this country that everybody should vanish. That's not the solution.
I understand the rage. I thoroughly understand the rage.
Too much.
Where we are working
is affecting us.
Yeah.
We don't have work anymore. There's no job. People are dying. See, a friend of mine traveled to East to go and map, to go and pay right price. He traveled on January. Then when he went back to this March, they have added money.
Yeah.
Right price. They have added money. And this guy said, no, I won't marry again.
Wait. Bride price, they added money. What does that mean?
Yes, I mean, somebody wants to go and marry.
Yeah.
He said, list. That was in January. Now he went again to this match. They have increased two times.
You're joking.
They said that everything is cost. So this guy said,
he's not marrying again?
Yes.
No.
Take your daughter and let me live alone.
Yo.
This is very difficult. So people, this country is supposed to be destroyed. It's supposed to be burned. This country with fire. Everybody, both from A to Z, from the president,
I thoroughly understand your rage. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Thank you. And I really just hope that things will be better if you have just tuned in. We're talking about how the dollar situation is affecting your reality as a business owner. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah, George, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Go ahead.
Thank God. People are now speaking out.
Okay.
But the set of people who are running the affairs of this country, I think they are on authorized.
Okay.
Where do we start from, George? Where do we start from?
Do you have any experiences? Are you dealing dollar in some regard? How good is it? Because it sounds like it might be a bad one.
Even the man who just dropped now, who said marriage, whatever, is it dollar again? Hello, Joy.
I'm listening.
Is it dollar that caused that one?
Well, they say things are expensive, so...
So, I don't know.
All right.
For me, the whole thing is that good thing people are not sitting out.
Let's hear more people calling. Let's find out what the reality is.
Okay, find out.
Let's hear more. Let's hear what more people would say. So there is a situation. We think we comprehend the situation, but the comprehension of of our situation might be different from the reality. Nigeria Info, at the volume of your radio set. at the volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Turn off your radio, lady. You must turn off your radio.
Oh, hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, welcome. Joy.
Welcome, Joy. Go ahead.
See, you know, those days, fella used to say suffering and smiling.
Yeah.
This one is dying and smiling. That is what is going on now in Nigeria.
Yeah.
See, today now, I wanted to supply one of my customer goods.
Yeah.
I have to go and meet him that I cannot buy 30 liters of diesel for 17,000 for supplying that goods. He has to go and look for another alternative to carry his goods by himself. He started begging. I said, you cannot beg me for this one. I will not spend 17,000. Go and look for a way. The man started lamenting how he's not making profit again. So business now, eh? People will sweat and sweat before they can be able to eat. And it's not supposed to be so.
Yeah.
And people are just using our money to fly up and down. Enjoy yourself. Thank you. 99.3
Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. If you have just tuned in, we're Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, welcome.
This is Remy.
Welcome, Remy.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much for calling.
I heard you talking about Okada men.
Well, that was in passing. That's not the topic.
Okay. Let me ask a rhetorical question. If you don't want to see Okada men on the street, what job do you want or do you want them to do?
No.
As it is now.
Yeah.
Do you want just like them to go back to the north whereby insurgency is everywhere? They can't go to farm peacefully. They can't run their farms like they usually do. So there is no way there won't be Okada men on the street. No, and so it's going to increase.
So I think you misunderstood me, or you probably didn't hear me clearly. That's not the topic. I just referenced it.
I know.
Underscore.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I just have to touch that.
Okay. Yeah, so we're speaking about our national reality. Like, so it seems as though it's getting worse. The World Bank is telling us that it's getting worse. And Punch is reporting that, well, it looks like we're not ready for what's to come. If dollar is right now, you know, touching almost 590 naira to a dollar. My question is, if you're a business owner and you're interacting with foreign currency, how good is it? How bad is it? Importation or payments? Like, how good? Like, what's happening?
I don't use dollars. I use naira.
Okay.
But it's been hell, Joyce. It's been hell. I couldn't produce what I usually produce. For the past few months now, I can't. I couldn't.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw the report of Business Day yesterday about the national debt.
Yeah.
A Nigerian owe close to 200,000 naira each.
If you have, you pay. I don't have.
You, as you are now, you are owing almost 200,000 naira.
If
that's your national debt.
If they turn me upside down, and they shook me hard, I can guarantee them that they couldn't rub two pennies together.
That is how bad things are.
I'm not owing anybody. If the Chinese government comes now, one day, I don't owe. I'm not.
So you can imagine how things, how bad things are.
Wow.
And it's not going to get better. Not because of Joyce. And I'm not trying to be pessimistic.
I understand that. I understand that.
The way it is. No.
Okay.
No.
Well, it sounds like you have no more words. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for calling. By the way, my friends, fellow Nigerians, Atiku has declared his presidential ambition. And right now, one of my television screens is on NTA Live. Can you read that for me? My vision fails me.
It says, formal declaration of His Excellency Atiku Abubakar for the 2023 presidential election.
So it's a formal declaration. Uh-huh. Where were we? We're here on Nigeria Info. Hello. The volume of your radio set?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side.
This is Tony on the line.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Now, while we are looking at the problem of this country, there is no even way to come, maybe the way we can solve it. Like the other former man that discussed earlier before the last one.
Yeah.
He said the best thing is for the whole country or the whole nation to perish.
Oh, no, you're not echoing.
It's a word. It's a true word.
No, come on.
Do you know something?
What?
we are from the fire pan to fire. From generation to generation, we are all, everything always, everything is destroyed in this country.
So this is certainly more than 10 years then.
We are just encouraging ourselves. Through media, through the way we talk to each other, through religion. We are just using all those ones to converse and to encourage ourselves. We haven't found a solution to it. We haven't.
We cannot debate that.
We haven't. Well, now, we are talking about the election 2023, Abi.
We're trying to.
What did I hear from you just now?
I'm saying what we're
about
trying to.
About the news that Atiku have declared.
Yeah, it's on television right now.
The same set of people are parading themselves.
Wait, we're off on a break. Wait.
Presents Twale Baba live on stage in Checkpoint, the comedy station. Starring Twale, Senator, Ife Wari Boy, Uzo, Husband Material, and Unkubi. And also performances by top Nigerian musicians and comedians. Date Saturday, March 26, 2022. Venue Terra Culture, Tiamu Savage Street, Victoria Island. Time 2 p.m. first show, 6 p.m. second show. Tickets 3,000 naira regular, 5,000 naira VIP. For more inquiries, call 0813-624-0544. Tickets are available on www.seatsandtickets.com.
The I beg to differ quarterfinals are over.
Including the current president of Nigeria. I've tried but failed to remove...
We witnessed four epic battles from eight phenomenal debaters.
Lagos, we have a tie.
The nerves got to all of them.
My God, I'm so nervous.
I'm sorry about that.
My Jesus Christ, please. Oh my God.
But four of them dug deep and got the job done.
To train one specialist in medicine, Nigeria is one of such countries so I've lost up to $2 billion.
And this week... The final four are back. Monday.
I'm
Deborah Pamzat.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Ruth Okorocha.
I'm Angela Nadi.
One winner. $1 million. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, my final four debaters, and my panel of judges, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts. Catch it the next day at 5 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV, on DSTV, GoTV, Star Times, and UHF Channel 57. This tournament is brought to you by Paystack, supported by Printivo, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, and Just Food.
Don't just break the news.
We don't just give you the news.
Let's tell you that the race for the presidency is gathering more momentum.
Niger records 6 new COVID-19 deaths.
Myanmar says that the death toll is 38, that they've been able to pull out 38 bodies from the collapsed building.
In-depth analysis of events.
Let's not kid ourselves. Nigerians still vote on ethnic lines. And as a result, a northern candidate, you would think, on paper, would have more chances.
Every time ASUU has embarked on strike, the revitalization fund has often come up. And people have asked the question.
The Newsroom. Mondays, 6:15 to 7 p.m. on your number one talk station. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
If you get business, Nare Money Business Loan sure. You no go pay any money for the first 4 weeks. And once you clear the balance, your next loan fee reach 99% more money with interest rate with better pass. Just enter internet, type rainmoney.com or call 0700-5500. Need money? Rain Money.
We're back
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, are you there?
Hello, Joy, I'm here.
I'm sorry, thank you very much for holding up. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. What I'm discussing is, what I'm saying in essence is that we need to do something about ourselves in this country. This is the right time for us to wake up.
Yeah.
This is the right time for everyone to do or die.
Oh.
We need to get rid of all this set of people who do. Why? I'm just wondering what is really funny. I met many people, young guys, youth, online in everywhere campaigning for all this set of people. Campaigning for all this set of people that are duping, looting this country.
Yeah. I understand.
And what why I'm saying this is that I'm talking about the major. We need major young youth in the major. They need to help us out.
What do you mean, youth in the media?
All the youth. I want them to help us out. We don't need any campaign of these people on. They are buying you people. They are paying you money.
Okay, so I think that also needs to be explained. And I think I understand why you feel that way. For example, now that you are speaking to me on radio, Timmy Dakolo is on television singing. I don't think that you should judge Timmy Dakolo and say, well, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. You see, he has a craft. His craft is he sells music. And someone who has called him to say, I want to buy music.
Okay.
They pay him. He goes there, delivers his music. That's his business. That's like his trade. I don't think you can say that he is corrupt for accepting money for his trade. He's not my brother. I don't care for him. I think I've spoken to him once. It doesn't count for nothing. But that's his trade. But what should not happen is that a person will collect money and vote against his own conscience. It's like a person knows that this Nigeria isn't working. And then he collects money and votes against even his own conscience. Like he knows the country is not working. But because somebody gave him money, he goes to vote. To support, exactly.
This is the point we are talking about.
So that's what I think we need to understand.
This is the point. When such persons collect, you understand in terms of the business, but you know automatically you are trying to bury us at the same time with these people. We should to die with them.
No. If a person is trading, selling something, are you judging him for selling? For example, would you judge me if I'm a singer and I sell my music to someone you don't like?
Let me come in this way, again. Okay, now somebody is selling a business.
Oh wow!
Without knowing that he's burying the generation of his own children.
Oh, my brother!
He's burying the generation of his own children.
But you have to wait. I want you to think. I understand that you are hurt, but you must think. And then, even if you insist that this is your position, I wouldn't argue it. But are you going to judge me for selling my trade?
I can't judge you for selling your trade. Maybe you are selling your trade in order to make worth in life.
Yeah.
In order to continue. In your life.
It's business. The same way you have your own business. Yeah, it's business.
This is not business we are talking about. They are buried the destiny of the youth of this country.
Okay, I understand.
If they buried their own youth, they will not succeed today.
True.
If they buried their youth in 1960.
True.
If they buried their youth in 1970,
yeah.
They will not be there today.
True. I understand your pain.
We will not see them again today.
I thoroughly.
They are burying the youth of the generation of the future.
I understand.
They are burying it now with their money. They loot money, all the money they have got. They have been burying the youth. The future of this country, they have been burying it now.
Wow. All right.
That is what they are doing now.
Well, thank you. Thank you plenty. Thank you. I do appreciate you calling in Nigeria Info. The conversation is around you dealing in your business, and by virtue of the business you do, you have to buy dollar, you're importing, you're paying, you're hiring, whatever else that's bringing you in any proximity with the dollar. We want to find out. This is a conversation this afternoon. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Babaji.
Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
You know, honestly, I just want to refuse my children's destiny. Nobody can bury them, honestly.
Yeah. Okay.
And let me make this point very clear. Not all the elders are bad. We have youth who are criminals, too. I can tell you for free.
Yeah.
You know, not that if you just pick all the youth all over Nigeria to take over the power, all of them will become saints. It's not like that, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, the dollar, you said. Mm. Most people don't understand that anything you are doing today is tied to dollar. Because the last time I checked, you will correct me, you are a journalist, please. International market is being controlled by dollar.
Yeah.
Anything you are doing today. That is why you hear diesel, 600 naira. Kerosene, poor people using it, 600 naira liter. Factually, everything.
Yeah, because the American dollar is a reserve currency. People keep money in dollars. So
thank you.
They kind of.
And you know my problem? I was thinking that this Ukraine, though it's condemnable anyway, just because of the surge, the crude oil, over $100. And I was thinking Nigeria will start celebrating. But the reverse is the case.
Reverse is the actual case.
Honestly, I remember vividly the time of our latter governor, Jonathan. When the dollar went up, everybody would go on the street. They would say, you must remove from the pump price that the dollar is about 100 now. They will compare Jonathan government to remove maybe 5 naira, 10 naira. But today, we are not seeing, and there was a piece I read that says the inflation rate now is about 15%, the inflation rate. And Nigeria made 5.5 trillion naira last year. And we used 4.2 trillion to pay debt, remaining 1.3 trillion. So we don't have enough. We went out again to borrow. And there is a problem in our hand. And you know the major thing? This government, they are still defending. They don't want anybody to criticize them. Look at Femi Adesina, just said yesterday that PDP, who is PDP to criticize them? You are servants. We voted for you. Honestly. Right. And what is going on now? All factories right. are closing down. Companies are closing down. People are moving out of Nigeria. And this government is saying nothing. I think God will help us. Let me finish with this.
Thank you.
The children of the destiny of my children are not buried.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. We're on the sunny side. Hello, welcome.
Ooh.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Can you hear us? Hello? You're going to have to call me back. Welcome, Nigeria Info. Thank you.
Sorry.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Go ahead. Tell us your name. Tell us what you must say. Are you a business owner? How good is it?
Joyce, it's quite hard over here. Francis Xavier.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite hard, Joyce. You know, when last time we had a discussion and I told you that we are living in denial. You know, we live in an era when government denied everything. And I think I have only one solution to all this problem. I don't like all this complaint. We have had enough of this complaint. We call and call in every day. We lament and complain and condemn and all that. I think the solution is 2023. Let's occupy the streets. Let's paint the nation red. We should forget about
it. Where are you going to buy the paint from?
See, let's paint it red, Joyce. The paint's gonna be out there.
Yeah.
Who are we voting for? I have my voter's card intact. I've been voting since 19 when.
You vote your conscience.
I benefit nothing. I've never taken a bribe. Time from any politician.
Ooh. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Look,
2023, let's forget about the election. Let's paint the nation red.
Wait, you're confusing me. When you say, let's forget elections, let's paint the nation red, you're going to buy paint? Or you're going to paint this nation with what?
Joy, this is not a joke.
But when you say you want to paint the nation, can you help me understand you?
How can we just allow a few number of people to keep on frustrating?
But when you say you want to paint... Look, my friend, look, I get you. Look, I would be lying because I'm living your pain. I'm Nigerian as you are, yeah? If you say you want to paint the nation red, where are we buying the paint from? Because it's either you're buying paint or you're using blood. Whose blood would you use?
All right. This is what I mean, guys. 2012, we have Ojota. They occupied Ojota. Let us occupy the entire nation.
Oh.
Massive protests.
Because
our voice must be heard and they must respect us as a people.
It's your call.
These politicians, they are not respecting us.
It's your call.
They are taking their children, their family out there where they enjoy life, where the system works.
I understand.
They are frustrating us here.
Okay.
They have seen Nigeria as a business center.
All right.
We have to stop them.
All right. Ooh.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, so let me tell you why I'm particularly concerned with this whole painting the town red. Because sometimes you might think you understand something and you have really failed at understanding. And I do not claim to have apprehended. And maybe some of us are better than others. Some people still have a job, for example. Some others have lost their jobs. Maybe some other people, their business is still moving, given the kind of business that they have. And, you know, your other brother, his business isn't moving as such. I think that I want to highlight the fact that I cannot take advantage of the next Nigerian because I'm hurt. And what that honest to God means is that that Nigerian is not the reason your dollar is 590. So to harm your brother, to do evil to your brother, is to be exactly the evil that you are calling this radio station to complain about. So I think that, one, we must remember that every Nigerian is your brother. The one in the north who's in the streets who's trying to be a bike rider is your brother. You probably ran away from home where those whom the nation has finally agreed collectively to call terrorists have chased them away from. So they said they're looking for bread, the same way you're looking for bread. So when you want to paint a town red, you're either buying paint, because it's not your brother's blood you'll shed. Otherwise, you're the monster that you hate. You're the evil that you're fighting against or that you speak against. I thought I needed to make that clear. Well, thank you. WhatsApp. Hello, Nigerians on WhatsApp.
Welcome. Joyce, we all need to go out and protest. Let us shut down the entire country and force these bad leaders to either resign or do better.
Okay.
This Buhari administration is a plague.
Okay. All right. Thank you. It says it's a plague.
This one is saying, Joyce, we are really suffering in this country. Things are just too expensive. Tree squirrel meal is no go area. There are malnutrition everywhere. I support the earlier caller. God should just kill everybody and start afresh.
Oh, come on, though. Why? Yo.
Ajayi from
Ajayi, you also. This is the third call. So I think you're speaking out of anger. Because you really don't mean it when you say God should kill everyone and let's start all over. You don't mean it, do you? Nigeria Info, the volume of your radio set. You have to turn off the volume of your radio set. You must speak closer to your mouthpiece. Thank you very much for calling.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Thank you. Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Good afternoon, Joyce. Mm. Good afternoon.
I'm with you. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Okay. What I just want to say is this. Every choice we make has consequences.
Every choice we make.
The choice we are suffering now is the choices we made in 2015.
Okay.
And we cannot make such choices and escape the consequences. Now, what do we do? We have another opportunity in 2023 to come out and make choices again now. And I believe by now we would have learned our lesson.
I hope the suffering is enough.
Those who are shouting, let's destroy the country, let God destroy the country, is it Nigeria that God has, you know? Nigeria is not the only country God created. Now, those who are shouting Atiku or all those ones, the old people, check the age of the president of Ghana, who tried Sel Valley. Among all those who have come out that indicate interest in running Nigeria, Atiku is the only one that has the master plan. Let us see the master plan of Tinubu. Let's see the one of others. We'll look at it, examine it, and interrogate them. And let's see what they have for the country. Atiku is the only one, even among the younger ones, that has the master plan. Where is the master plan of Saraki, of Tinubu, and the rest of them? So we have to make the right choice this time around that will affect everybody positively. That's just my contribution.
Well, thank you very much for calling then. I do appreciate your Nigeria Info. This is the sunny side. Hello.
Good afternoon, Jay.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. You and the dollar, yeah. Who's dancing better?
Please, can I remain anonymous?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. First and foremost, I'm a black tax beneficiary.
Black tax beneficiary.
Yeah, like I benefit from black tax.
Okay. Yeah. Speak up for us. Yeah. Don't worry. We're not judging you. Don't worry. Go ahead.
Yeah. And that is the only thing helping me at the moment.
Help our listeners understand what you mean by black tax.
Like. I have someone in America that is giving me money.
Yeah.
Like, assisting me with money.
Okay. So you're unemployed?
I'm employed.
Oh, you're employed? You're self-employed?
I'm self-employed.
Okay.
Yeah. I own a bakery.
Okay. Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm even trying to connect my supplier, my bakery ingredient supplier is not picking my call due to what is happening in Apoma at the moment.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just hope you're not affected.
I hope.
Yeah. And if it's not the black tax I'm benefiting, I would have shut down my bakery. I'm telling you. Because at the moment, we are not making any profit.
But you guys increase the price of bread. And
it is not even reflecting.
Oh, for real?
The increment is not even reflecting. Even our working capital is even shaking. I'm telling you.
Wait. How long have you been running this bakery?
About 4 years now.
Okay. In the last 1 year, how much have you increased the price of bread?
Like about 3 to 4 times.
Okay, so initially it was what? Say, give us an average. Give us a figure.
When I started the business, it was 250 for a loaf.
Okay.
For a family loaf.
Yeah.
It was 250. And at the moment, we're selling for 450.
Wow.
And selling for 450, it is because I try not to, like, add more money to my own product, because I know how hard the country is at the moment.
Yeah.
One other thing is, some people are using artificial sweetener for their bread, which is not really good for health.
Artificial sweetener?
Yes.
And they're supposed to use sugar?
Sugar.
Is it artificial
sweetener?
And they're
even using excess of the artificial
sweetener.
Yes.
Which is cheaper?
Which is not really good for the...
Is this a function of cost?
The artificial sweetener is cheaper, and it is 600 times sweeter than sugar.
Oh, but it's not good for the health.
It is not really good, especially for the old people.
Ha! Huh.
So that is what almost everybody are using now. Almost everybody.
Really?
So some people are using excess of it, which is very, very bad. And even all our sodas that we are drinking, they are also using it. Because it is my food, so I can feel the taste when I'm taking it. So we have the one they use for bread, and we have the one they use for soft drinks.
And this soft drinks, you mean the ones that people drink every day, buy in traffic?
I'm telling you. All of them, I just don't want to mention, all of them, they have artificial sweeteners. All of them.
Do you use artificial sweetener in your bread?
I use it, I won't lie to you, I use it, but the minimal. I try to use the minimal.
And why do you use it as against sugar? So what's your business conflict here?
The profit, the cost of sugar, a bag of sugar is now $23,700. When I started this business, we were buying it for 9,000 naira.
Wow.
So what I just tried to do is to use the lesser quantity, like the one that won't affect, you can ask any doctor, one that would affect the body system, just to supplement the sugar, so that we can make profit. Because if we don't do that, we won't make any profit. And that is just the truth.
Wow. First of all, look, I'm grateful that you're honest about this, and I don't judge you in any regard, and I think I understand where the nation stands at the moment and what people are doing.
As of yesterday, I got some dollars from my sister. I went to change the dollar yesterday. I changed it for 580 naira.
Wow.
500 yesterday, and I just don't want to say that. That's why I changed it for that amount. I know if I should go further, I will change it more than that. So, all these things are affecting everything.
So, if you didn't have a sister who was sending you money, that bakery would be shut.
I have sister, I have brother, I have people to send me money.
So, if they were not sending you money, the bakery is not self-sustainable.
When I left secondary school, my grandmom, she asked me to go learn handwork before going to our institution.
Yeah.
So, I went to learn interior decoration, the drywall. That was I learned.
Yeah.
So when I finished learning, I got admission into the iron station. So after the iron station, there is nothing to do. I still have to go back to what I learned. The work I learned, that was what I was doing.
Yeah, I understand.
I did civil engineering, nowhere to work, nothing. So I just called my uncle, man, this is what I want to do. Understand, I'm an insurance decorator. I do get job, but I can't be staying home for like 2 months and getting job for 1 month. Then the next month, I will have to spend all the money I earn. So I just want to start something. So I just told him, I want to start a bakery business.
All right.
And he said, let's sit around the table, then we talk about it.
that was
how you started. Look, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you for your honesty too, and God bless you.
I love you. I love your show.
Thank you.
You've been good to us. I won't lie to you.
Oh, bless
you. Always, whenever I'm driving, I'm always listening to Nigeria Info.
Oh, thank
you. Sometimes when I go home, I just switch on my app and I start listening.
Oh, that's great.
You guys are doing great. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate.
Yeah, same here.
The Sunny Side. Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to the show. Can you hear us? Sorry, I lost you. If you make it out, make it back. The sun is here. Hello. Sorry, I lost you. Make it back. Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. What's your name? The volume of your radio set. Get off. No, the volume of your radio set. Hello. The volume of your radio set. All right. Okay. I think you're far. We're going to go to WhatsApp. Go ahead.
Sean, he says, hi, Joyce. The question is, the same organization that encouraged Nigerians devalue our currency and discourage us producing internally and exporting these goods to foster our GDP. It's plain and simple from the voice note your station plays nowadays. Part of the condition of the borrowing is not for our refineries to work.
Sean. This is your angle. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, who's there? Hello, dear. Who's there? Yeah.
It says, hi, Joyce. I'm my good friend, Ofure. My name is O.C. Tessin from Canada.
Hi.
I just want to tell Nigerians hoping on 2023 that they lost it already.
You're in Canada. What you mean we lost it already?
You don't just wake up in 2022 less than a year before the election to win a general election. No way. We have another 9 years to gamble Nigerians' debt of hardship. If you want to change, start very, very early, immediately after the election. Most importantly, if you want a change, you need unity.
Hell, and I can't even dispute that one. Yo. So imagine all our brothers in Canada who just look at us down here and be like, you guys are just playing. And you can't quite argue with that. It's like Nigeria Info. Hello. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello.
This is Nigeria Info. Turn up the volume of your radio set. You tell us your name and you go ahead.
The radio is not on.
Thank you.
I want to confirm what the last caller said.
Okay. Oh.
I said those things.
You sell what,
my brother? All those things they use for bread.
Okay.
See, because of those bad things that is in the market, I don't use to sell them. Like our vegetable oil now, the one they buy is bad. But nobody is checking all those things for us.
My lady.
I stopped selling them for a long time because the people don't even care what they eat. Like those sweetener now, I don't sell it because it destroys human beings. Even though if you are looking for money, think of your fellow human being. After all, that money, one day you will leave it here. So there are many things I don't sell in my shop because the love I have for my fellow human being. Please, let's love ourselves and love others. Thank you.
Wait, don't go. Hello. Can I... Oh, wait. She just called to tell us that, yeah, she's a seller. So if you're a trader, you guys have opened another kind of worms, and I'm grateful that this is happening. So apparently there are inferior goods in the market that people are buying and consumers don't even care because it's cheaper. God will bless all of you. I'm off on a break. When I come back, this conversation fosters on. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side. It's 2:00. I'm really thinking about everything you're saying. And look, let me just go to WhatsApp and hear from our brothers, friends on WhatsApp. We'll come right back to the telephone lines. If you have just tuned in, we're trying to establish what your business reality is. A business, if you're an importer, if you're a CEO, if you're a founder, you have people whom you pay salaries. We're looking at the businesses. And goodness, today's conversation has revealed that there is or are inferior goods in the market. If you have any information that you think the public should know about, I will really appreciate it. Meanwhile, on WhatsApp, Nigeria Info.
This person is saying, the mattress is everywhere. Go and get your PVC. Please ask INEC, when are we getting the PVC we registered for since September 2021?
Okay.
My boss called us on Monday that because of the situation of things in the nation, she won't be able to pay all allowance for now. We all grumbled and swallowed all our plights. Religious leaders should leave sentiments and force their followers to get PVC and go and to vote when it's time.
I don't think any religious leader has the luxury for sentiment today. Not that I am telling you what to do, but that it's not just hypocritical, it's quite idiotic that you'd be a religious leader and you have a sentiment. It's like they're suffering. Even your enemy is suffering. You know, like, you. So it's like, wait, they're flat out suffering. You're suffering, your enemy is suffering. You don't have the privilege. You don't have it. So, like, you know, we're still sentimental because you are in a country. So you have to understand that Nigeria is that country where if you're a big man, well, I don't know what you think beauty is, but you are a big man, you drive a big car, and you drive through poverty. We need to evaluate that psychologically. That you're comfortable, that the proof of your wealth is that you rode past slums. There are wrong things, and then there's that. And then there is a supposition that you think that God has blessed you and that you've arrived. Look, I'm not saying that it's not possible that you're not blessed or that you don't have a big car. No. But that you don't have the privilege of sentiment. That your brother over the fence must be doing well. Otherwise, if you are driving past slums in your car, What moments do you have to preach to the man who's hungry that you're not meat? I mean, how do you do it? Well, except you're really banking on his ignorance. Except you're hoping that he is ignorant enough or that he's weak enough. Except maybe that's really the crux of this conversation. But even at that, how do you say, well, I'm not meat? So I'm hoping that, indeed, thanks to that writer who sent us the message that we ignore sentiment and that we look for a way to fix this nation. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hey, welcome to the show.
I call back to answer your question.
God will bless you. Thank you very much for calling. Look, I want to find out. So you're a trader, you sell in the market, and there are inferior goods in the market. Can you please point out which of the goods are inferior?
So much. The vegetable is bad.
Vegetable oil.
Yes, it's okay. Bad. The one they sell 30 liter. There is one they bring into this country. It's so bad.
Is it imported?
That sweetener is bad. They smuggle it in.
Oh, okay.
Those ones, they are bad. It's not only that one. Many of them. Then those things they use for bread now. There is the one they call tablet.
Okay.
That they mix with those flour is so bad. So there are many things. Even the vegetable you consume, don't you know the fertilizer they use is bad? Well, don't you know? Many things they give us in this country is so bad. Nobody is checking anything at all. Eh? It's so bad now. Thank you.
She didn't even let me look. Yeah. I think we can extract from that what we will. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome.
Yeah, as regards to the consumable goods, then we have the people that are in charge of examining even in the market. It's not only the office that's supposed to do that. As that woman is aware of that, she's supposed to go to the office or go to the local government to give them information, and the local government will call the office. Well, I think they have a name for that.
Yeah.
Abi? What's the name?
All right. Hello, can you hear me? Good afternoon. The volume of your radio set. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Just a minute. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
My name is Richard.
Welcome, Rich. Go ahead.
Okay. The major problem in this country is just that even we Nigerians, we don't value our lives. So it's a major thing in this country. We Nigerians, we don't value our lives.
What do you mean?
And then it boils down to when we value our lives, we can also demand value from anyone that
sounds,
is a leader.
Sounds like a solid point. Sounds like a very solid point. Very solid
so
point.
So if you, for example, you're driving through a road and you see people just walking in front of you, moving car, is because you don't value your life.
Wait, this is your analogy. What do you mean?
So, for example, there is an overpass.
Yeah.
Or there is a pedestrian bridge.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So, you are supposed to go through the pedestrian bridge.
Oh, okay. Oh, I understand that.
But you go under the pedestrian bridge.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I see.
For example, in Ojota, there are two pedestrian bridges there. People still go through the express, the freeway. It's called the freeway.
Yeah. So...
Now, and... Again, it's even anywhere it is, you are supposed to look your right and look your left before you go through the way and cross the road. But you know, people are just so entitled that a car is supposed to just stop for them to pass.
I think we can argue that, but I think that there is something far deeper. I think it's demoralization. I think psychologically the people of Nigeria have been beating flat.
But even though it still boils down to value.
Yeah, so that's the argument. The problem now is the contention between our conversation is the value. Is that
now,
value has been removed from people.
You understand? Because the other woman that spoke about people selling those things that is
poisonous,
very dangerous
yeah.
to people's health
yeah.
in the market. It is placed on value. How much value do you place on human life?
So who are you asking the question of value? Is it the consumer or the one who is importing it?
Everybody.
Well, that's not targeted. Because if you ask the right person the question, then you know who to hold accountable. It's not enough that you ask everybody.
Yes, you get me. See, like, for example, the person who was talking about people buy it without asking questions.
Yeah, but isn't that also a function of economic inability? Because if what you have is 50 naira and you must eat, then you buy what 50 naira can afford. So it's these are external factors that have compressed Nigerians into a grave.
I see, Joyce, I get you. I studied economics, and in economics they told us something. It is not the benevolence of the bread maker that it makes bread.
Yeah.
It is for what he's going to get from it. That is the money, and it's the economic situation will make them go through that pain or go through whatever it is to make sure that the price is reduced.
Yeah, but people can only demand their rights when they're informed, when they're educated. So the absence of information, enlightenment, education denies people ability to know what to ask for.
Joyce. In Nigeria, I believe that we majorly have some knowledge. But because of the painstaking process, we cannot go through it.
All right. So maybe that's a point. All right.
I think it is because so many people will not go through the process.
Okay.
You can go through the process. So
all
that
right.
is it. So it takes.
So this is not an economic problem. This is just a procedural problem. This is people not willing to find out, even though they don't have money, but, you know, they're just not finding out what they're eating.
But the old system has already configured them to a particular situation.
Hey, wasn't that what I said 2 minutes ago?
Yes, I get you. Now, so the same thing now boils down to, it is still these leaders that are taking from among of us.
I'm lost.
As long as they don't have that value from where they are in their household, they cannot have the same value when they are in those offices.
I think I want you to reposit your statement or your question. Who are you speaking to? You can't be speaking to everybody, because the leaders are not probably listening to the show right now, because it's Atiku's inauguration, so they're probably watching television, or maybe they're at the event. So are you saying that people or the government, who are you addressing your statement to?
Joyce, but the government is to the people.
All right.
That is the point
right.
I'm trying to make.
Okay. Yeah. Thank
the
you.
The government is taken from among of us.
So the people should find
value,
out what they're eating. Hold on
the
now. You're saying that people should find out what they're eating. They should spend time and go through the process. Yeah.
For example, I have a very, very soft stomach. So if I go out, and I have to find out what do you actually put in your food.
So I'm
because
saying that psychologically, people's inability to find out, one, can be argued on the grounds of economic you know, economic constraints, not enough money.
That is justifiable. I get that.
Okay. Then when, if that is, say, like 60% of the population, what are we still, what are you arguing for? Like, I don't understand what this conversation is about.
I'm just putting out my own statement.
Okay, so I think my own statement
is just that it is based on value. How much value do we place on human life? That is it. That is why all those things will thrive.
So
that is why it's going to continue to thrive. It's going to thrive.
Honestly, when you ask that question, I wish you were speaking to a group of persons. That's why I asked the question. So who are you speaking to? If you say how much value we place on human life, if you are speaking to an informed person, that's more directed. If you're speaking to a not so informed person who is hungry, then you're speaking to the wrong person, because maybe what has happened to him is that the factors outside of him outweigh the will within him.
I get you.
I think so. No, but I mean, we don't necessarily have to agree. I'm really just trying to accept your point by understanding it. But the more I try to understand it, the more I see that there's something I don't agree with.
I get you. But all the things will just continue to fly.
It will continue.
The guy came out and then he was talking. If he does not have people that are giving him money.
Yeah.
To help him fund his business, he would have tried to do some other thing. To either keep himself in the business or do something else.
Wait, are you speaking to someone? This is like the 10th
time. I'm not speaking to someone. I'm just trying to talk about our values.
Okay, so you remember that the guy said that he's using something that's unhealthy, but he's using it to a minimum. Only NAFDA can confirm what the minimum in this regard is, because they're an authority there.
What he said is that particular sweetener, it's actually illegal to be used in any production of bread. It's illegal.
We're not going to justify the illegality of it, but he also said that the reason he's using it is because he doesn't have money for sugar, that if he buys sugar he runs out of business.
That is what I am talking about.
I get you.
The economy have already configured them to the extent at which people validate
even the people with good intentions seems to be like arm twisted now.
Yes, they validate illegality.
Who's validating illegality? The state?
No, people are validating using sweetener instead of sugar.
Yeah.
Then they will validate it because of something.
So I think maybe this, in my opinion, I'll say the state. This is an unintended consequence, actually. All right, my friend, thank you very much for calling.
No problem. Have a lovely day.
Ooh, I wish I would. WhatsApp.
Good God. Adeshino Ayotoyibo is saying, good day, Joyce.
Yeah.
What I notice in this my area is that as companies are closing down, churches and mosques are springing up here and disturbing the air every morning and evening with noise. I really can't stomach this anymore, even as a reverend. So sad.
the irony. Even as a reverend, you can't stomach the noise. Very good. We're getting there gradually as a nation. Even as a reverend, you can't stomach praise and worship suddenly. Nice. We're getting there. What's up?
Said Joyce, the Sienna bus that entered from Lekki to Iyanaworo yesterday said to us, the passengers, that before the month runs to an end, that he's going to intentionally run into this Lasma and police and kill them.
Aww.
And he's ready to go to jail. They have frustrated him a lot. We all pleaded with him not to do it. Look on the bright side of life.
This is our conversation. We're always aiming for the bright side via our conversations, the sunny side. Nigeria Info Telephone Lines. Welcome. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Turn up the volume of your radio set, lady, and you can speak up for us. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
This is the lady that had operation last week. Okay, concerning the topic, the last guy was just confused.
Oh.
Yes, he is. From his statement, you can state he is confused.
Oh, okay.
Because I sell provisions. I sell groundnut oil. I sell vegetable oil.
Okay.
But this power oil
Mama Doll Oyo.
Yeah, calling.
What else? What are they doing?
Well, the branded. So I think what you mean is branded. Okay, branded products.
Yes, you will line them up. They will be there for more than 2 months, for more than 3 months. Nobody is picking one, but there is this particular one. We know that we call it Abura. That's the measurement ones.
Okay.
When you buy it, 30 liters, 32 liters, in the next 2 minutes, they are gone. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm following you.
Because one is cheap. The people that are eating, he said he has a very soft stomach. Sorry to him, he has consumed a lot.
Oh,
really? Or unknowingly, as in, he has eaten enough. Even if he say he's cooking, ask me, this oil, not better one. I will tell you, yes, not better one. You know, they foam, and you will buy it. Yeah. So, what am I saying in essence? The Nigeria dollar has really affected everybody. So, the best thing is this. Let us pray that, you know, our own immune system is stronger than the Oyibos. So, we tend to collect whatever we see.
Suffer has shaped us.
Yes, we are surviving. If you come to my area, that if you come down to Badagry, you will see a big company where they sell this oil.
Yeah.
And I mean, where they sell. I can even take you, if you want to go, call me, pick my number. I will take you because I've taken many people to there. You will buy it.
Which one are the Abura one? The one you say is Abura?
Yes, the Abura. But
it's good. Is that one good?
It's not too good. Not that it's bad, but the truth is, it's different from the vegetable oil. Is this Ori? Do you know shea butter?
Yeah, shea butter.
The oil.
That's good.
It. Not that it's that bad. Not that it's bad, but people tend to call it a bad oil. But it's not bad because if you check shea butter is even economic. It's even good for our health.
Yeah.
But because it foams.
Oh.
It dries up a lot. They should go and Google it. They'll find out that it's even good for their health.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
we tend to call it a bad oil. And if you look at it, it's also part of vegetable oil.
Yeah, so it's shea butter mixed with maybe granite oil. Is that what this is?
Yes, that is the truth. It's shea butter mixed with granite oil.
God is saving us. All right, it's not so bad.
It's the truth. Okay. I can take you to where they sell it. Okay. And if people buy it and move it to Lagos, and they sell it in that side at a higher cost.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see the point now. Oh, look.
That is the truth.
Okay.
But they now, because it's not branded like palm oil, like Terra oil, like this oil, like that oil, they now wipe it away that it's bad oil. It's not bad oil.
Okay. We can.
Shea butter is good for me and you. If you mix shea butter, and use it to make your vegetable, ask the Badon people, they will tell you better that it tastes nicer than using all this oil that they say cholesterol free. Is it not chemical that is cholesterol free?
Hey, Ibadan people, what's up?
Yes.
All right.
And they will call in after my call. They will call in. They will tell you that shea butter is even healthier than most of these oils that they eat.
All right. Okay. Well,
it's
look.
Because NAFDAC number. They tell you that it's better than every other oil.
Okay, so we're not dying tomorrow.
We are not going to die. In as much as we are raised up like this, though with our differences, I'm struggling with one, but I thank God that we are not dying tomorrow.
We're not dying tomorrow. That's a good one.
Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you very much for calling.
I love you so
love
much.
You. Thank you.
Talk to you. I sent you an email, but you did not reply.
Forgive me. I'll look at it and reply. Forgive me. My assistant is too busy.
Last week, I sent it on Facebook. Please do reply.
Oh, God. All right. Facebook. Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah. Look, Facebook. God knows I don't know my password. Send me an email instead. I think I'll reach that a lot quicker. TheSMEAfrica@gmail.com. 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 Yeah, that's easy. TheSMEAfrica@gmail.com. And there's always SME Africa here on Mondays, 2:30 p.m. All right, Ibadan people, you guys cook soup with shea butter? Wow, who knew? Well, I don't know how glorious that is. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Our interaction with a reserve currency, which is the dollar. How good, how bad? Honey, do I have something in there? Yes. All right, well, good. Go ahead.
It says, hi, Nigeria Info. Mm-hmm. Today's topic is a vital one. What that woman said about vegetable leaf is true. I grow my vegetables, and anytime I buy and eat the one from the market, I have runny stomach. Mary from Snake Island.
Oh, real? The way that woman even yelled in my hearing, she's like, don't you know that the vegetable you're eating is not good? Like, yeah, ma, you're right. It's probably bad. And I don't know. Good God. Hey, Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Hi, Joyce.
Turn off the volume of your radio set. You're going to speak closer to your mouthpiece, and you're going to talk to all of us because we want to hear you.
Really, I'm happy to tune in.
I'm happy you're here.
At this point in time.
Yeah, sure, please, my lady. Go ahead.
Yeah, Nigerians, I thank God for the kind of health we have in Nigeria and the kinds of food we eat. Thank God for our soil and everything. Mm. Because some things are avoidable based on the way the economy is.
Yeah.
Based on what we are buying in the market and how many people have the patience to go to the farm and, you know, wait for all these things to grow before you eat. So I want to implore the government to please let us put our hands on deck. Somebody is saving today through those things we eat. It's going to go a long way. It's going to go round. Let's care for ourselves. Let's find a way to make manufacturers do the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, when COVID came, if not for good health that God gave us here, it would have, you know, wiped off half of the...
The water would have carried us away.
In fact, but thank God, I'm sure COVID didn't even come. Maybe it sent its special assistant and it's gone. So,
all right.
All right.
So, thank you very much for calling, lady. Yeah. Look, I do appreciate it. Thank you for calling. The sunny side, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. You're a business owner, importer, exporter. You're paying, or your business involves the exchange of the dollar. Well, how good is it? Because I think it's bad. Hey, welcome to the show. What's your name? The volume of your radio set?
Joyce, I'm calling back. I was the one who called earlier. The bakery guy.
Break what?
The
bakery guy. Thank you. Sure. Please go ahead.
I think some people are getting it wrong here. Yeah.
Okay.
So I talked about sweetener. The sweetener is not that you use sweetener only for making the bread. You mix it with sugar.
Oh, I
just
see.
Like a pinch in a bucket of in a pinch bucket of sugar. Just add a pinch of the sweetener to it to balance it. So you won't use about a half and quarter of a pinch bucket.
So when you say a pinch, you don't mean a pinch. Come on, son. I cook. It's not a pinch.
A pinch. It's like just very small. I don't know how others use theirs.
Wow.
I'm talking about mine.
And how much?
I told you earlier, I said sweetener is 600 times sweeter than sugar.
So that's an insane, powerful chemical, actually. That's a very strong chemical.
I make a research on it.
Yeah.
Because I've been introduced to it for a long time. I said I'm not going to use it.
Yeah.
The person asked me to Google search it and make inquiries about it. Then I did. I asked some questions about it.
Yeah.
Then I know, okay, this
is how much.
I don't eat other bread. I eat only my bread. I can't buy bread outside.
Why would you buy bread outside? Man, that would be crazy.
I can't.
Are you Nigeria that has crude oil?
When I left the place I am, I traveled. I still can't take any other bread.
Okay.
Like, I bought one. I couldn't eat it. I'm telling you the truth. I couldn't eat it.
Wow.
So, for instance, now all these cake makings, or you're making a zobo, if you buy flavor from the market, you add flavor to your zobo. You don't need any other sugar. What is inside the flavor?
Very good. I've asked that question too.
Once you add the flavor to your zobo, mm-hmm. you don't need sugar. What is there? That's sweetener, if you don't know.
All right.
Yeah, but you just have to like minimize your usage.
Yeah.
So some people don't use sugar at all. You just use the sweetener.
So that means some of these cakes that people are eating probably is not necessarily sugar.
Oh, yeah.
You say like, yeah.
Even the icing sugar made with sweetener.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're in trouble.
So that's just the truth. So people are not getting it. But you just have to be careful what you are giving people to eat.
So, well, when you say be careful, is it, who are you talking to now? I'm talking to everybody,
people that are selling food out there, or you're making bread or making cakes. You just have to be careful because all these things, if you damage anybody else, then you're going to be responsible for it.
In the day of our Lord. Yeah. Thank you.
So that is just it.
Thank you very much for calling back. I do appreciate Nigeria Info. So treasure hunt, my friends, at least we can win some money on Nigeria Info. Let's try that one.
Yeah. For today's treasure hunt, find a picture of the Nigeria Info logo somewhere on the app.
All right, so you know how that works. You download the app on your phone, and then you access the app, you open it up, and you look for the Nigeria Info logo somewhere around there. And then in between now and 3 p.m., you can win $5,000. And I'm not the federal government, but you can see how hard we're trying, huh? All right, Nigeria Info, that's on your side.